51. Hayden. No! Hayden shouted, rushing down the aisle toward the center of the room. Hicks and the other rangers opened fire on the Reapers, four rifles pounding three Relia with slugs. Under different circumstances, it might have been enough. But the Reapers weren't ordinary trife. They were spliced with human DNA, making them stronger, faster, smarter, and able to take way more punishment. He made it to the edge of the wine barrels in time to see the Reapers collide with the Rangers. Bach was down in an instant, tackled by one of the creatures, its claws punching clear through the hardened transparency of his visor and into his head. Jackson managed to get out of the way, still shooting at the Reaper attacking her and bringing it down. Hicks stood his ground, one of the Reapers digging its claws into his arm as he fired a second explosive into its chest. Grunting in pain, Hicks kicked its leg and shoved it aside. The explosive detonated a moment later, sending pieces of Reaper splattering across the room. One down, three to go. Hayden raced to the stairs. His HUD showed the Koron-infected guards were also recovering from their wounds and coming up from behind, ready to rejoin the fight. The Reaper on Bach finished its work, preparing to lunge at Ivanov, while Jackson's target scrambled back to its feet. Albert was coming around the corner near the back of the room, joined there by Bryant. Hicks fell to a knee, blood pouring from the deep wound in his arm. Hayden's jaw clenched. He had told them to retreat, damn it. He closed his eyes, but only for an instant, just long enough to refocus. He had four rounds in one revolver, two in the other. He had a pair of augmented arms, one of which had Axon nanocells layered over it. He had been down before. As long as he was breathing, he wasn't out. But how the hell was he going to get his people out of this? How the hell was he going to get himself out? Six bullets, two Reapers in front, one somewhere to his left, two Koron infected behind him, their exact position fed into the combat network by Hicks's line of sight. He opened his eyes. Turning sideways, he pointed the revolver with four shots toward the Reapers in front of him. The revolver with two shots he aimed at the Koron infected behind him. Making all six shots virtually simultaneously would be impossible without the augmented fighting capabilities of the ATCS in his sunglasses, which is why Natalia had made them. He, a crack shot before he had received the gift. He was even better after. He squeezed the triggers on both guns, hands twitching in response to his inputs based on the view of the targets. Four rounds went for the eyes of the Reapers near his Rangers. Two went for the two Koron infected, aimed at the space between the collarbone and neck, a 6-centimeter gap in bone that led to the Koron's normal position in its host body. It all happened in a split second. The two rounds hit their marks, and Albert collapsed. But Bryant was wearing a bodysuit, and the bullet couldn't punch through. But it still distracted him. The four other rounds hit the Reapers, but not where he had hoped. They got their hands up in time, blocking their faces from his attack as if they had seen it coming. Because they had. He used the same attack against the other pair less than a minute earlier, and the information had already passed through their subliminal network, letting them react ahead of him. Six rounds, four targets. Only one of them fell. It wasn't even close to enough. One Reaper leaped at Ivanov, and she screamed as it tackled her, raising its claws to strike. The other grabbed Jackson's leg, claws digging into it and yanking her to the ground. The third emerged from the barrels next to Hayden, coming his way, while Bryant pulled a gun of his own, a big, arrogant, overly satisfied smile on his face. Hayden's heart pounded as the revolvers fell from his hands, dropping toward the floor. He couldn't stop the Reapers. He couldn't save the Rangers. They were going to die. He was going to die. He had done his best, and he had failed. He rushed toward the Reaper on Ivanov. He wasn't sure he would make it in time, or if the Reaper on his left would grab him before he could get that far. Bryant could shoot him in the back of the head. He only saw the Ranger in trouble, and that he was the only one who could help. Or so he thought. A strange sensation washed over him, a tingling that caused the hairs on his neck to stand up. At the same time, the Reapers suddenly froze, stopping mid-attack. Something hit the building, a wave of heat and energy flowing overhead and into the ceiling, causing a detonation of masonry and wood that sent debris exploding outward. The force of the sudden attack threw Hayden into the steps beneath Hicks, who was tossed back and into Jackson and the Reaper. Bryant was hit just as hard, thrown back into the wall like a rag doll. Dozens of wine barrels splintered and shattered, spilling their contents on the floor. Hayden groaned and rolled over. A cloud of dust rose into the open hole created by the attack. A large humanoid shape dropped through the center of the cloud. He stared at it in disbelief, heart racing, a small smile turning up the edges of his mouth. Nathan Stacker hefted his rifle, taking two steps to the nearest Reaper, pressing the muzzle against its head and squeezing off multiple rounds. Blood, bone, and brain matter sprayed against the floor. Nathan turned and stomped toward Bryant, who started shooting, his bullets pinging uselessly off the Centurion's powered armor. Nathan grabbed the Koron-infected man's head, ready to break his neck. "Nathan, wait!" Hayden shouted. "I need him alive!" Nathan froze, shifting his powerful grip and breaking Bryant's legs instead. Hayden pushed himself up, grabbing Bok's rifle. The Reapers were still frozen in place as if they were in a trance. He put the end of the weapon to each of their skulls, firing enough rounds to ensure they wouldn't get back up. It was over in seconds.